USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and the ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with a person of interest, but agents say they are not prepared to name any suspects. Investigators are also digging into questions of a motive for the blast and trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location in downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. FBI Special Agent in Charge Doug Kordesky says that during their investigation, they found no indications of any additional threats to the city.
The first thing I want to reiterate is that we have no indication of additional explosive threats. No other explosive devices were discovered during the area during our secondary sweep yesterday.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continued to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to the committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. Seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of this past, if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. If the FBI went to Eric Swalwell and told him about this and knew of this woman, why was she never arrested? And why did the FBI basically just sweep this under the carpet?
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Midwest waitress got an unexpected Christmas gift from one generous customer. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A waitress in Iowa got a $1,000 tip just in time for the holidays. A customer at a Baker Square just outside of Des Moines decided to leave a large tip to a hard-working waitress in the week ahead of Christmas.
My partner and I had a wonderful idea to give someone in the restaurant industry a gift before Christmas. We know that the restaurant industry has been hit hard during COVID-19.
Ramona Wink says she also left tips for other employees. She tells WHO in Des Moines that she's really passionate about helping people find hope and healing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the NFL on Saturday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ended a 13-year playoff drought with a 47-7 victory over the Detroit Lions to clinch a playoff berth. Quarterback Tom Brady threw four touchdowns on the afternoon, two of them to tight end Rob Gronkowski. The San Francisco 49ers upset the Arizona Cardinals behind third-string quarterback C.J. Beathard, who threw for three touchdowns in the win. And the Miami Dolphins came from behind to knock off the Las Vegas Raiders 26-25. Backup quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick led the game-winning drive for the Dolphins after coming in for starter Tua Tagovailoa in the fourth quarter. And a star football player at the University of Utah has died. School officials announced the passing of 19-year-old Ty Jordan on Saturday, just days after he'd been named the Pac-12 Conference's Newcomer of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.